Hello, this is Andy Cates, Senior Economist at Haver Analytics, and thanks everyone for taking the time to tune into this latest edition of our weekly podcast. This week I'm flying solo and will therefore keep things brief. I'll weigh in on this week's macroeconomic and financial market developments, and I'll wrap up with a few thoughts about the week ahead. Just a reminder, as usual, that all of the views that I express on this podcast are my own. They're not the views of Haber Analytics. So following a week in which the risks to the global economic outlook suddenly seem to be skewed to the downside, the pendulum seems to have swung back again over the past few days. Confidence in a soft landing for the world economy has now resurfaced, partly thanks to firmer than expected global economic data, together with some solid corporate earnings reports in the United States. Additionally, and clearly the root of last week's pessimism, geopolitical tensions between Israel and Iran have eased, and that's further bolstered investors' risk appetite. In our accompanying charts of the week publication, there are two themes that we delve into. The first just concerns recent cyclical developments, and the second concerns monetary policy transmission. On the cyclical side, what certainly caught my eye this week was the near synchronized improvement in the flash PMI survey readings for April that we saw in a whole heap of major economies, with admittedly the exception of the United States. But even with the US included in the figuring, there does appear to have been a broadly based revival in the world economy over the past few weeks. And that interestingly seems to be finding a big echo in cyclically sensitive commodity prices such as copper. And it seems to be chiming too with still sturdy export growth that we're seeing in the likes of South Korea. And a great bellwether, of course, of global trade, and a great bellwether too, partly, you know, as a consequence of this, of technology trade. And certainly if we dig into that data, the revival in semiconductor export growth in recent months has been particularly impressive. Then turning to monetary policy, I think a key question those previous observations that I've just made might beg is, why is the world economy not being hampered more forcefully because of higher interest rates and more generally restrictive monetary policy settings? And we look at that issue with respect to classic Phillips curve type relationships, as well as with respect to an analysis of financial balances. And I think the key takeaway from that analysis is the hefty role that supply-side issues have played in the world economy's growth and inflation dynamics over the last few years. And I think perhaps more importantly, though, with respect to the US, a key takeaway concerns the hefty role that loose fiscal policy has played in supporting the economy and mitigating the downward thrust from tighter monetary policy. With supply-side conditions arguably still improving, and with fiscal policy apt to get less accommodative, that ought to be more friendly for inflation and for interest rates in the coming months. Turning now to the week ahead, where the US calendar will be dominated by the Fed's latest monetary policy decision and by the April jobs report toward the end of the week, market expectations of imminent rate cuts have been significantly tempered, of course, following the Fed's lack of confidence in inflation returning sustainably to target. And as such, I think the Fed isn't expected by anyone to make any policy changes out of its forthcoming May meeting. Key metrics to watch on the labor market side, meanwhile, are some of the usual suspects, including the unemployment rate and average hourly earnings growth. As for Europe, growth and inflation readings will be sort of front and center next week, with several member economies in the euro area ready to report their Q1 GDP and their flash April CPI readings. And then in Asia, the attention will probably turn to China's April PMI readings next week. And these will follow China's Q1 GDP reading, which surprised to the upside, but tempered, I guess, somewhat in its messaging by the latest growth readings, the monthly growth readings, I should stress, in retail sales and industrial production, both of which underwhelmed expectations. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thanks everyone for listening in, and have a great week ahead.